This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver's municipal election day is just days away, and as Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports, turnout is usually pretty low.
According to city data, turnout for a municipal election hasn't risen over 40% since 1995. Even the last time the mayor's seat was vacant in 2011, only 26% of registered voters bothered to cast a ballot. Denver's elections division is expecting more votes than average this year, but turnout will probably still be poor. One reason why may be that Denver's municipal races run on a spring timeline, and that local races tend not to be as partisan or rancorous as national races. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
First Lady Jill Biden will meet with the governor tomorrow morning at the state capitol. The event's part of a multi-state effort to discuss the president's economic policies. And while she's here, the First Lady is expected to highlight Colorado's investment in community colleges and workforce training programs. And the University of Denver's gymnastic team will compete for a regional title in Denver today. Head coach Melissa Kuchar-Reinhardt says anyone can win in a sport that comes down to fractions of a point.
There's an athleticism, there's a beauty and grace to it, and an elegance to it, and it has like this component of flexibility and artistry, but it also has this power and dynamic and strength to it.
DU, LSU, Michigan, and Oregon State will compete at Magnus Arena today in hopes of advancing to the national championships. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.